Welcome to the HireZim AI Pulse. My name is Billy Sticker, and I'm your host. This is your 5-minute AI Pulse. Big tech wants you to believe AI is replacing workers left and right. Matt Wolf dropped a video this weekend that says the story is a lot more convenient than the truth. Most of those layoffs were coming anyway. Restructuring, overhiring during the pandemic, margin pressure that's been building for quarters. The AI angle just makes the headlines easier to sell to Wall Street and to justify cold decisions. That's the first signal. Don't confuse a PR narrative with what's actually happening on the ground. The real shift is not that AI is stealing jobs, it's that AI is changing which jobs matter and how teams are built. Here's the pressure point this week. Microsoft finally showed their real AI hand, and it's not a new model announcement. This is Microsoft building AI directly into the places people already work. Documents, spreadsheets, email threads, security alerts, and meeting notes. The strategy is obvious. Instead of making people chase AI tools, they're putting AI where the work already happens. For operators, this means your team will adopt AI whether you plan for it or not. The question is not if, it's whether you've got visibility into what's being used and how the outputs move through your systems. Shadow AI just became the default state. Anthropic's CEO went public this weekend with a warning that AI development is moving too fast. That's interesting because Anthropic is literally building the same technology. When the builder says slow down, it's worth paying attention. His concern isn't the tech itself. It's that governance, safety, and operational readiness are not keeping up with the deployment curve. This fits a pattern we've been tracking since January. The companies that move fast on AI without building controls are the ones that will hit walls first. Not because the AI fails, because the process around it breaks. Then there's OpenAI. They're putting ads inside ChatGPT now. In the UK, they're pushing lockdown mode to protect enterprise users from hidden prompts that could leak data or manipulate systems, and they've got a super app in the works that would turn ChatGPT into something much bigger than a chatbot, a platform where agents do work across multiple services. All three moves point the same direction. OpenAI is building platform infrastructure, not just a model product. They want to be the operating system for AI inside businesses. KPMG just announced they're putting Claude in front of all 276,000 employees, starting with tax and legal. That's not a pilot. That's a statement about where enterprise AI is heading. When a big four firm bets that large, you know the procurement conversations are shifting from experimentation to standard tooling. It also means the competitive pressure just went up for every other professional services firm. If your competitors give their people AI at scale, and you don't, the gap compounds fast. One thing to watch, LGCNS launched an agentic AI platform for large-scale system development this weekend. Enterprise-grade agents building enterprise-grade systems. That's a sign that the infrastructure layer for agents is getting real, not demos, production. For directors and VPs, the question is whether your IT roadmap has room for agent-based workflows or if you're still treating AI as a side project. The companies that figure this out in the next 90 days will have a real advantage. The ones that wait will be catching up from behind. Here's what matters if you're in an operator seat. Your people are already using these tools. ChatGPT, Claude, Copilot. It's happening in the background whether you approved it or not. The companies winning in 2026 are not the ones banning AI. They're the ones creating clean process around it. Who uses what? Where does the output go? Who reviews it? What do you keep and what do you cut? That is governance. And governance is the only thing that separates a useful tool stack from expensive chaos. So here's the move for this week. Pick one workflow. One, where are your people spending time that AI could handle a first draft, a summary, or a research poll? Give that workflow an owner. Put a human checkpoint after the AI step. Run it for 7 days. Measure what actually changes. That is how you build an AI department, not a tool collection. That's the pulse for today. HireZim AI helps seven-figure businesses build fractional AI departments and implement AI across the company in a practical way. To learn more, visit HireZim.ai.